Okay, we are back for hour two of the weekly David John Oates with First Speak show, brought to you every Friday afternoon. We're doing, I think we're up to about our 30th show now. So started at the beginning of the year, thought it was time to do my own show again. So here we go. All right, now my guest in the second hour is a reverse speech analyst, Debbie Fitzgerald from Melbourne. I think I've got the suburb right. At Melbourne, she's in the outer... Well, she was in the outer suburbs of Melbourne. But anyway, Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. Yes, you're right. It is Melbourne.
Yes, I know, because you live just near where my son is buried. So,
well, I do, actually, yes. About a two-minute walk.
Yeah, we realised that when you first sign up for training. Now, you've done remarkably well in training. You flew through the analyst course, got your analyst certificate very easy, and now you're halfway through the practitioner course. So,
yes, thank you for that. Yes, no, look, I absolutely love it. I absolutely think it's wonderful and makes so much sense, and it's just, like, well, common sense to me. I suppose it's just natural.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it
flows on from everything I've, like, believed, really. Like, we do know everything, don't we, in the unconscious.
You do. And,
this is a great way to get it.
It certainly is a great way to get it. How did you first get interested in reverse speech?
Funnily enough, and I don't know if you would remember, but about 3 years, I think it was about 3 years ago, there was a show on by a guy called Raj.
Oh, yeah.
In the US, and I must have gotten an email about a webinar, and I listened to the webinar, and I thought it was fascinating, and I thought, look, I'll do this, but I'm not sure at the time whether you were actually, I mean, I know you were teaching it, but I didn't know if I got that information, so I actually contacted you via email, and we actually spoke on the phone 3 years ago.
Oh, did we indeed? Oh, I don't remember that. Oh,
I know, and I've never said anything because I just, look, it slipped my mind initially. I just thought, look, I was just, you know, rapt to get in there now and stuff. And we were going to do some session work, I remember. And then I was going to pay you, and then my mum got, like, quite ill, and I had to then sort of stop pretty much everything and go over and look after her, which I spent, like, pretty much the last sort of... you know, a couple of years doing, and then last year I got an email, because I've been on your web, but like your email, I think, for a little while.
Right, and email list.
Yeah, and I got an email, and I was also doing another course at the time. I thought, look, I don't think I can do it, but then I got another email, and by number three, and you'd already sort of, you know, it was just, the class was just about to start, and I didn't think I'd sort of make it, and then you sent out this one last email, which was a third email for me, so I emailed you, and then we spoke, and I signed up then and there, pretty much.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Yeah, I normally send out three or four emails for each class, you know.
Well, I think that's good because, you know, some people don't always catch them, or if they do, they think, I'll get back to that.
Right.
And to me, it was a sign, you know, just to, like, yes, you can do this. Even if you're doing the other course, you can do both. So I must admit, though, reverse speech has taken over the other course I was doing because I love it so much. Not that I don't love the other work, but this has just been, awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
And I've had some good results.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Now, you've started the MetaWatts. How did your first round of MetaWatts go with your first client?
Oh, look, that was really good. She loved it. Like, she absolutely loved it. The first MetaWatts, and, like, even throughout the MetaWatts, she could, like, feel and sense, like, great changes. And after that, she had a very emotional week. But I did say that's, you know, that is quite normal sometimes to, you know, those first few days. But, like, after that, she sort of came good. And I think it was the second MetaWatts. Again, very different. You know, again, she loved it. And she loved the fact that she, in the first MetaWatts, she activated her wolf.
Oh, okay.
One of the reversals was that her wolf was unhappy.
Oh, right.
I think we got in that first medal walk, so we had to. It was and a little bit aggressive. Remember, it was My Wolf is Sweet for No One.
Oh yes, I remember that. Right, right.
Yeah. So we like sort of got the wolf, you know, healed and friendly in the medal walk, and she was like, that was huge for her, like to have that reconnection. I think. And then we did something with her she, because she actually had a she-wolf medal walk, reversal.
Oh,
which isn't as common, is it, you said?
Not as common, no, no.
And but so we had to... Sorry?
Yeah, not as common, but a very powerful metaphor, to say the least.
Yeah, so, and she obviously did, like, I found it very powerful because it was about a week after... She did Metal Walk 2, which had the She-Wolf image in it. She had a dream and actually did very much similar things, you know, running with a pack that you do with your She-Wolf groups in class, like, you know, in your groups every month.
Huh? Oh, yes, you told me about this. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and... Oh, she was, like, she didn't know what was happening, of course. She rang me the next day and said, look, I don't understand, you know, have I done something wrong or, you know. And I said, no, not at all. I said, you've really activated your she-wolf there.
Really have. She joined our own group.
Yes, and she knew that she was running with a pack of she-wolves, but she just didn't know how and what. And she said, I found it very hard to keep up with them all.
Wow. Just so the listeners know, we have a monthly meeting where we meet once a month and we do a group trance and we all become wolves. Go and do hunting and scouting and various other things depending on what people want to do. So I remember when I started doing She-Wolf Group in Dallas, oh, that was, gee, 25 years ago now, I got a message from one of the psychics in Dallas. She said she's seen a pack of wolves flying over the city. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
So that was quite amazing. So that dream is a similar experience.
Yeah, yeah. So, and like, of course, she's, you know, then gone on to do, she's actually presently doing Metal Walk 3. She's up to in her session work. But no, she has, she's felt like so much better. She's fascinated by reverse speech. She bought your book as well.
Oh, okay, right.
And, yeah, no, look, she's absolutely wrapped in, of course, spreading the word, which is great.
Which is great.
Which is what we want.
Exactly what we want. Yes, it is. Oh, that's great news. I'm really pleased to hear that. Excellent. Good. Yeah, it's very rewarding for me to see other people get trained and use it and touch other people's lives who I could never touch, you know. So, seeing the technology grow is just really, really exciting. So.
Oh, very much so.
Now, you've got some reversals for us, I believe.
I do. Some nice. Interesting ones. I did quite a varied amount, just sort of to, you know, give everyone a bit of an idea of different sort of types of reversals.
Yeah, yes, I looked through your list. I thought, oh, that's a nice varied amount. Yeah, okay. All right, so are we going in order?
Yes. We'll start with the top, number one.
Okay, so tell us what this is all about.
Now, this was an assignment we needed to do for Investigator, and we just had to find someone speaking on the internet. So I just found this is a lady... that was speaking to a group of people, so I recorded her, used her for the reversals. And she says, when she was speaking, she was saying that she felt really uncomfortable in her first year of speaking to people. And it was her third or fourth year now. And the reversal says, I still feel.
Okay, so here we go.
So,
uncomfortable.
Yep, okay.
Really uncomfortable, my first year.
And I still feel.
Very stereotypical.
Oh, yeah.
Very stereotypical.
Yep, there we go.
Very stereotypical.
Yep, okay, all right. Okay, it's a nice reversal, yeah.
Yeah, and it just shows well, see, if she still feels uncomfortable, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. Yes, she still feels uncomfortable. That's what that tells us.
So yeah, even though in her forward she said that she was quite comfortable with speaking now because she's been doing it for 4 years.
Right. But I still feel, that's right, when she says really uncomfortable. Yes, a part of her does still feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting, that one.
Yeah, all right. And next we've got a song, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. This is the Climb song. I think this, It's the Climb was the one she did in her movie.
Oh, okay.
Right. From memory, and it's just interesting because, like, the forwards is No, I'm Not Breaking, and that's part of the song. Then it goes on to a chorus, I think, from memory, and then it's Here by My Own. So it just shows how perhaps alone she felt.
Yeah, right, okay.
You know, sort of, you know, rise to fame and, you know, doing... She was quite young, wasn't she? This was sort of just when she finished doing Hannah Montana.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if you'd know all about that.
No, I don't follow that genre of movie.
No, well, it was sort of, you know, the kids sort of scene. So, of course, my little girl, she was watching it, like Hannah Montana.
Right, right. Yeah, no, not my genre. Okay, so here's the Fords.
No, I'm not breaking.
And back was Here by My Own.
Here by my own.
Oh, yeah.
Here by my own.
Nice and clear.
Here by my own.
Yep, yep, nice and clear. Okay, all right.
Okay. All right.
Next one looks interesting. Fill us in on the next one.
Okay, so the next one, it was me performing Metawalk 2 for the client that we just spoke of.
Right.
And I was putting her through the initial induction trance. And this one came up.
Perfect reversal for an induction. Okay, so here's the forwards.
And now the muscles in your temples relax.
And backwards it says, is the sun divine?
Is the sun divine?
Oh, yeah.
Is the sun divine? And now the muscles in your temples relax.
Oh, I wonder why I did that. Hang on, hang on.
We'll is the sun divine?
Do it again, sorry.
Is the sun divine? Is the sun divine? Is the sun divine?
Yeah, there it is. Wow, yeah. Wonderful, positive, uplifting reversal.
Which is nice to know, because we didn't... I think you told... We had to do both Metawalk 1 and 2 with our client and then record both sessions and do the reversals. But little did we know they were on us.
Yes, I know. Well, I want to see what reversals you're putting off. And also,
well, it's nice to know that we're doing the right thing.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, now that's important. You've got to be able to make sure your reversals and your inductions are congruent. Otherwise, the trance isn't going to be anywhere near as effective. Okay.
Well, no.
All right,
you'd want
next
to stop
one.
That, wouldn't you?
Yes. Okay, now we have a 10-year-old boy. Tell us who's this, where'd you get this from?
This is a little boy, he's a client of mine, and he's had a lot of problems sleeping.
Oh, okay.
And over his sort of pretty much his 10 years. So he was a sort of an old client with mine with my other work that I do, and I was doing a session on him, and I thought, well, look, you know, I asked his mum if I could record him, and she didn't have a problem with that. And he's actually speaking about his two sisters that live... at the end of the corridor where he sleeps at one end, but it's not a huge corridor, so he can hear. And he was just saying that they get very loud, and it annoys me a lot. And he then said, I think either before or after that particular sentence, but not in that same, like, forwards dialogue, he said that they always yell.
Yeah, all right, so here it is.
Even louder, which annoys me a lot.
You got down here always yelling.
Always yelling.
Oh, yeah. Nice and clear. Yeah, okay. That's pretty
cool.
So
that was quite cute.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. All right. Okay, all right. So let's look at the next one here. This is a client reversal. Fill us in on this.
This is a client in England. Again, for investigator course, we did just a half-hour recording. And she was talking about sort of moving forward in her life from the illness that she'd had and thinking that something was going to be the best way forward, which I can't quite remember.
All right, okay, let's play it.
It's going to be the best way forward anyway.
And she says, the wolf yelps.
The wolf yelps.
Oh, yeah.
The wolf yelps.
Oh, that's clear.
The wolf yelps.
Oh, her wolf is in pain.
I guess.
Needs a bit of work on a wolf.
And I think there was another reference to her wolf in that particular sort of, you know, group of reversals. But that was like a really like good clear one.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice clear one. Yeah, let's play that again.
The wolf yelps. The wolf yelps.
Nice and clear.
The wolf yelps.
Yep, okay, so she needs some work done on her wolf, doesn't she?
Yes. So if it's in pain, that would like prevent her from being fully motivated.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So under trance, we would do work with her wolf and heal her wolf. Okay.
Yeah, cool.
All right, next one. This is a client reversal analyst course, is what it's labelled.
Okay, so this one is also another client of mine. I sort of poached all my clients to do a reverse speech. They were more than happy. Talking about her partner and how he was sort of when they, you know, weren't long married. And she says, like the sister-in-law, she was very flirty and flirtatious towards her husband. But having known that, she already knew that they were sort of having a bit of an affair.
Oh, okay.
So it's interesting. This is like 20 years later. She's actually speaking of this.
So
it's interesting, the reversal that came out from on his behalf from her.
Yes, I see the reversal. All right, so here's the forwards.
Like the sister-in-law, she was very flirty, flirtatious.
And he still feels dishonest.
Oh, yeah.
Very clear. I guess he does with reversal.
I know.
Wow.
And so when I told her that, she said, well, like, because the sister-in-law is not in, like, the sort of state they live in now. And it was over long ago, apparently. But, yeah, to think that she sort of saw that and thought, wow.
Wow. Okay, all right.
You know.
It's all there in reverse, isn't it? Nothing.
Absolutely.
Nothing hidden. It all comes out. Yeah, I see it every week. Quite amazing stuff. Right.
Oh, it is. It's fascinating what comes out. Like, and I mean, she would never have even, maybe even thought that that's the way he felt, other than her asking him, and he probably would never have said that. But it's true, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Wow. All right, next one. Reversal 7. What's this one all about?
This is actually when we needed to do a couples in our homework. And at the time, I just didn't find a couple. I think a lot of my friends have split up or something. I'm not sure. So I ended up doing my husband and I. And I know that that can be a little bit, you know, at times. But we were just talking about a house, selling our house and moving on. And so it was a fairly sort of basic, you know, non-in-depth one. So I said they'll be moving into places of their own eventually. Think, you know, speaking of the kids, we've got older boys. And backwards, I said, never know if this is happening.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here we go.
They'll be moving into places of their own eventually.
And never know if this is happening.
Never know if this is happening.
Oh, yeah.
Never know if this is happening.
Nice and clear.
No, if this is happening.
Right. And is it happening?
Well, no, not at this stage, no. We've got one overseas at the moment and one does live here, and then we've got our daughter who's only 18, so she's still with us. But it was interesting because, yeah, we thought, well, you know, do we move to a two-bedroom or a three-bedroom? Or even a four-bedroom if it's for all of us, you know what I mean? And then that one came up, so we thought that was quite amusing. Because we laughed after that, like in the forwards dialogue.
Right.
And then, of course, that came up. So, yeah, that was an interesting one.
Okay, all right. All right, reversal number 8. We've probably got time for one more before the break. This is a challenging effort. Tell us a little bit of background information.
We had to actually have a client or a person, a partner, in the analyst course where we did a changing of the metaphor. And so we got them to... we did the reversals and found out what metaphor they needed changing, if it was a dysfunctional metaphor. And hers was actually a pony.
Oh, okay. Right.
And even though pony never came up in any of the reversals, I don't know where the wolf reference or what I actually, that's what I said. I said he looks peaceful and really happy. That was her pony. And then that was her reversal on that forwards.
Huh. Okay. All
after,
right.
And this was the conversation we had, like, after I'd done the exercise with her.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze this in. Here we go.
And he looks really peaceful and happy.
And reversal, wolf, see he lives.
Wolf, see he lives.
Oh, yeah.
Whoopsie happy loops.
Yeah, there it is.
Whoopsie happy loops.
So a bit strange to get that when you're talking about a pony.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
But that's okay. A positive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very positive.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was probably a good thing. So, yeah, no, it was an interesting one.
Yeah, okay, all right. All right, so next one along. Reversal number 9. Ah, this is a hidden object. Tell everyone about this homework assignment I said.
Yeah, this was really cool. We had to record someone that had thought of something and it sort of a hidden object, so we weren't to know what it was, they knew. And we then did reversals on them, asking questions and doing the prompting techniques to try and get them to give us the answer in reverse speech. So, yes, my husband is this guinea pig here, so he was available, I said, right. And so he thought of something, and in the forward, this was the first reversal that came out of this recording, and he just sort of asked me the question, you know, could it be something like really corny, you know, to think of? And I said, you know, to him, whatever you want, it can be anything. And then he said we must give a clue, which was very interesting because later on in the reversal, okay, he said a heel.
All right, Deb, we've got to stop just right now. We're going to our top of the hour break. We'll be back right after this, folks.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we are back for for our final segment of this week's Reverse Speech Show. My guest this morning is Reverse Speech Analyst Debbie Fitzgerald, who is halfway through the analyst class. And in the next, not analyst class, and in the next half, you get to start to write your own metawalks. I won't be writing them for you anymore. So
I know, that'll be a bit exciting. I love writing them, actually, just like from what you've given us and what we add to it. That's really cool. And I think I'd be a bit lost without your script knowledge, of course.
Yeah, you'll get there, and I'm always available. So. All right, so this is finding the hidden object. So let's run it forwards. Oops, hang on. Why did that not play? Let's try again.
Well, it could be something really corny.
And we must give a clue.
We must give a clue.
We must give a clue.
There we go.
We must give a clue.
Yeah, of course. That's what he had to do, was give a clue. Yeah.
And like just afterwards, like after the, like in the forwards dialogue, he said, well, I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to give you a clue.
Ah, that's funny.
And that came before then.
Oh, so it's a lead reversal.
Yeah.
There we go.
So that was pretty cool. And then I did. He said a heel. A couple of reversals later, he said a heel, and he actually, it was a pair of socks.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
So I did get it. I actually got it. I didn't know if I would actually find out from someone's reversals what the actual hidden clue was, but I did.
Yeah, we have interesting results to that little assignment. I always set the assignment like that. Yeah. All right, now we've got Howard Stern interviewing Paul McCartney. Okay, so reversal number 10, here we go.
We've got to get there before they do or something, you know.
And the back was funny, you asshole.
Funny, asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Funny, you asshole.
I'll be bothered.
Funny, you asshole.
That's Paul McCartney, obviously, isn't it?
So. Yeah, he was saying that, and I'm assuming, I don't know, something in regards to Howard Stern, I thought.
Oh, well, Howard Stern is a very controversial character anyway. So
yes. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so reversal number 11. This is giving a metawalk, right? Oh, this is from your initial inductions again, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Oh, incidentally, I probably haven't told people. I need to tell people this. I just remembered. For those of you who bought my latest book, Unveiling the Truth, Deb has written the first appendix for the book, Appendix A. So, and I've got to ship you that yet. I haven't shipped them to you yet.
Oh, that's all right. I'll look forward to getting. I've got the soft copy, so I've been rereading that one. That's awesome.
Yeah. I've had a few good emails from people who've got the books. If you haven't ordered the book yet, folks, go to my website, reversespeech.com, and follow the links to the new book, Unveiling the Truth, and go and order your copy. It's a great book. It's a nice, quick read. It's not a long book. It's only about 40,000 words, so it's a short little book, but, I quite like it. So
It's good. It gives a good, all that sort of, the politicians and even the presenters like Oprah Winfrey and fascinating stuff for people, I think.
Yeah, oh, good. Yeah, no, it's a good little book. I like that. All right, okay, so here we are giving your induction. So here we go.
Now begins to flow all over your body.
Okay, and the owl fits, make it mine.
The owl fits, make it mine.
Oh, yeah.
The owl fits, make it mine.
Absolutely.
The owl fits, make it mine.
Owl being conscious thoughts. In other words, you know what you're doing. You are into the process. You're consciously... have worked this out, so the owl's fitting in place and make it mine. Let this be my induction. Let me be strong and congruent in this. So yeah, great one.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that one.
It's a good one. Okay, all right, next one along. Number 12, what's this one all about?
This was actually a metawalk 2 where we were doing an image of eradicating demons and devils throughout the metal walk.
Oh, there we go. There, how's that for a bit of drama? All right, here we go.
So too are the demons and devils completely eradicated.
Okay, like your trance voice. That's excellent.
Thank you.
Have a heel elf.
Have a heel elf.
Oh, yeah.
Have a heel elf.
Absolutely.
Have a heel elf.
Another good reversal to have in an induction. A heel elf. Elf is the neuroreceptors in the brain. Heel means the brain is healing. So have a heel elf. You're giving your client a command to heal and for the brain to heal and work through this. So that's a good one. Okay.
So it's pretty cool, isn't it? Like, for us to be, you know, giving reversals when they're going through the metal walks. Like, because we do, as you said in class, we converse with each other through forward speech as well as reverse speech.
Yep,
so to have that going on is an extra added sort of oomph, isn't it, to the metal walks?
Absolutely, it is. Absolutely. Yep. All right, next one. Talking about giving metal walk one to a client. This is reversal 13. Fill us in on this one.
I was nearly at the end of the metal walk. We were just at the end of her imagery, and we were about to come into the exit induction. Oh no, sorry, exit trance. Yep. And this reversal came up.
Okay, so this is we're almost exiting the trance. Okay.
Lean over and pick some more healing herbs.
And nearly home.
Nearly home.
Nearly home.
That's great.
Nearly home.
That's great. Excellent. Excellent.
So it's sort of, yeah, like coming to the end, isn't it? We're nearly there. We're nearly home.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's wonderful. Okay, so reversal 14. Okay, fill us in on this one.
So once we've done the two metal walks, we do like the post-walk recording a week after the second metal walk to see if there's any changes. And this was my client speaking about what she'd sort of been doing since.
Huh?
And then the reversal came up with, yeah, within us life, which I thought was a positive one.
Oh, yeah, I would interpret that as a positive too. Okay, here we go.
I felt only the week prior that wasn't, oh, what do I do about this?
Yeah, within us life.
Yeah, within us life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, within us life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, within us life.
Absolutely. Great reversal. Okay. So that's a good thing to have in the post-walk. So this is
but this isn't.
Yeah.
This coming up one.
Yes, I know. Here we come with the big doo-doo-dah. All right. Here we have a big reversal. Okay. Not a big one, but an important one. Okay. So fill us in on this one.
So this was the same post-walk recording with the same client. So, yes, we got a positive reversal, the one just we heard of. Now, this one came up when she was talking about, I think it was the she-wolf when she, this was so metawalk two she was referring to, and here, there, war, Rosalyn popped up here.
So, okay, right, okay, let's play the force first.
Then it's like I went into, like, a wolf, then I still felt like it was me.
Okay, here, there, war, Rosalyn. Now, Rosalyn, for those of you who might be new to reverse speech, is probably the worst metaphor of all. It's a very destructive, energy-draining metaphor. It comes from the tales of Camelot, where Merlin the magician was imprisoned in a forest. The forest was called Rosalind. And in this forest, a fairy came from the underworld and seduced him and robbed him of his magic. And the Rosalind metaphor is all about energy draining. People who run Rosalinds have a series of broken relationships. They can be difficult for people to be around. If you're ever around anyone who just zaps you of your energy, it's probably running a Rosalind metaphor. So here's the reversal. Hear their war, Rosalind.
Oh,
yeah. Absolutely. Wow, threw you off the deep end as a student with that reversal, didn't we?
Well, it did, and it sort of threw McLean off too when I did the actual result session following the post-walk. You know, but the good thing I could say to her was that, you know, we can definitely fix this. And David's, you know, done years of work on this one and he's got it down pat, so we can, you know, we can clear it, which was great. So she was very happy about that, of course.
Yes.
And I don't know if she's listening, but I'm just going to shout out to Marg because that's my client and she's done so well. And she may be listening this morning. I'm not sure.
Well, if not, she can listen to the archives. Hi, Marge.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so we gave you a meta walk to do in class, and I guess you haven't given that yet, have you?
Yes, no, I did. I did that on Monday of this week, so she's now up to day 5. And initially... Oh, sorry?
She reacted well to it?
She did. She knew that she was going to be doing the meta walk and clearing it, which was great. And funnily, I did it on the Monday, and on the Monday night, or possibly the Tuesday morning, I think it was, she felt quite sort of strange and empty even.
Interesting. Interesting.
And I sort of said, well, it was sort of a, it's a huge, like Rosalind's a huge sort of dysfunctional metaphor, isn't it, to clear.
Yeah.
And it also depends on how long you've been running that particular metaphor. So you probably would feel a bit empty, wouldn't you?
Yeah, to suddenly have it yanked out, a metaphor that's been with you for many years. Yeah, you would.
Huh. Yeah, so, and I did say, look, with any meta walk, of course, you know, you're going to get maybe a little bit of a sort of a unsettling period afterwards, or you might feel a bit anxious or just have a bit more emotional sort of stuff going on. And day 4, which was Thursday, she was feeling much better.
Excellent. Good, good, good.
So that was good.
Yeah. All right. And this next reverse, is this from the same client?
Yes, same client, same recording. And this came a few down from this last one we did.
Okay, same client, same recording. Here we go.
I feel work is about to really soar into new heights.
And reversal is I have a sick Earl boy foul.
I have a sick Earl boy foul.
Oh, yeah.
I have a sick Earl boy foul.
Wow.
I have a sick Earl boy foul.
Yeah, I don't like when you get negative reversals in post-class time. Well, it's like, God, we should have fixed this. Okay, all right, so I guess you wrote that into the meta walk too, right?
Yes, definitely. And it was interesting because that's a definite incongruent reversal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very incongruent.
Yeah.
And she says, forwards, I feel work is about to soar into new heights, and backwards, I have a sick Earl, boy foul. Well, Earl is a metaphor for success, so to have a sick Earl... Yes, that's an incongruent reversal.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, I think I did ask you, you know, like, is it something that should have come up perhaps in the first lot of reversals? But it didn't, obviously, because I got them now. But there was so much that did come up with the first sort of, you know, recording plus their pre-walk that had to sort of clear those things that there was a lot to sort of work on anyway, I think.
Yeah, right. Right. Yep, that's true. Okay, well, all right. All right, so reversal number 17. Tell us about this one.
This one, we just started practitioner and we were practicing doing the induction script, so we just needed to grab a partner and just put them through the induction script and just do the reversals on it. And this one was part of that process.
Okay, so here we go.
I want you to imagine...
And the reversal says, stand over this Noah.
Stand over this Noah.
Huh.
Stand over this Noah.
I'll be bothered.
Stand over this Noah.
Yeah, Noah's a fairly common metaphor. Savior, rescuer, you know, like Noah's Ark. Stand over this Noah. Yes, I want to change you. I want to help you. I want to save you. Yeah, so good one. Okay. All right, next reversal down. Reversal number 18. What's this? Tell us about this one.
So this was the same induction recording, and then this one came up from that. So same person that I did it with, and then the same, yeah, in the same recording.
Okay, all right, so here we go.
And I'm going to begin now with the count of 3.
And the earth was nigh.
The earth was nigh.
Huh.
The earth was nigh.
There we go.
Yep, that's nice.
Oh, well, she's grounded and solid in this journey. You know, the earth
I don't know, I seem to put a few reversals in here from my meta walks, haven't I?
That's good. That's good. It No, it's good. It shows you're doing great metawarps and great journeys, and that's what we want. That's why I get you to do your own reversals in the second, in the practitioner course.
Yeah.
And because if you're congruent, it's going to help your client with no end. All right.
Yeah, for sure.
This next one looks a bit dubious. What's, fill us in on this one.
This was actually a generic meta walk. So, like, our other assignment was to perform the generic meta walk, and I was putting another person through this, and this reversal came up of have a real elf with this pain. So that's something interesting that you would probably want to work on with that person, wouldn't it be?
Yes, you would want to work on it. All right, here we go.
The opportunity to completely relax.
Have a real elf with this pain.
Have a real elf with this pain.
Oh, yeah.
Have a real elf with this
yes,
pain.
Yes, certainly there. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Wow, okay. All right. All right. And then the lucky last reversal. Fill us in on this one.
This was for the analysis course. Just a half-hour recording. And this was the same client that the previous recording that we've listened to or the reversal was about. He's still dishonest. He still feels dishonest.
Uh-huh.
So okay. Talking about a relationship again and what was happening for her at the time. She didn't, you know, at the stage that they had some really hard times going on, she didn't know what was reality and what was true. And then this reversal came out.
All right, so here's the forwards.
I didn't know, by that stage I didn't know reality, what was true.
And backwards, you obvious the way you run.
Obvious the way you run.
Oh, yeah.
Obvious the way you run.
Is it too obvious? I thought I heard too obvious. Yeah.
I did put too obvious, but I changed it. So, listen to it again and see what you think.
Obvious
the way
you run. It's too
obvious.
Yeah.
And there's little it's before it. It's too obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Sorry, Deb, didn't mean to correct you on there.
No, I actually had, I don't think I had it's, but I had too obvious the way you run.
Okay.
But I altered it from the marking.
Okay, I must have queried it. Okay, all right.
No, not you, one of the other trainers.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
Yeah, all so, right. And I thought, well, I listened to it and I sort of, look, it was, you know, I wasn't sure, so I thought, well, she must know I'll do it, so I changed it before I sent you the transcript.
Oh, right, okay. I changed a transcript on air for a radio show I did a couple of weeks ago, and I played the verse and he heard it with my original version, and I thought, well, why did I change that? I got questioned on
there. Yeah. So I changed it, but I'll put it back now to it's too obvious.
Got to go with your initial gut instinct sometimes.
Yeah.
So what's your long-term plans for reverse speech, Deb? What do you plan to do with it?
Well, I plan to get out there and, like, I think the therapeutic value for reverse speech is just absolutely phenomenal. Can't say that word properly. And I just want to really sort of get it out there to people and help them. Like, if they can clear so much, we can have more, you know, compassion in the world and more peace and love. And, you know, we can stop all the people running around with Rosalind metaphors, can't we?
Yeah,
that's a huge one.
So
I plan on continuing, like, pretty much sort of swapping over from what I'm doing now, like... When I trained, I did kinesiology. I've been a kinesiologist for about 20 years now. And I've done a lot of different other sort of, you know, therapeutic work and other different modalities. But with kinesiology, what I loved about that, you asked the body through the form of muscle testing what the body needed for that particular person, because I always believed that, you know, we do know what we want. We just need to have an avenue to access that. And so that was always a big thing for me is asking that person and working on an individual level, because I don't believe for one thing that works for one person may not then work for another. So I do like that, you know, and we are all unique, as we know. So when I came across reverse speech, I thought, well, what better way? We just go straight to the unconscious, which has got all the answers and the deep sort of core structure, isn't it, to then clear, you know, anything that may take a little bit longer with kinesiology and may not even sometimes hit that nail on the head. So that's like really, you know, sort of for me, I really want to do that. Start booking clients in next year, I can, in January, because hopefully we get qualified at the end of December.
Oh, I'm sure you will be. I think, what we've got 6 classes left.
And I think I looked at the sort of schedule in, and 17th of December, if classes go as planned, we will be fully qualified.
Which
is pretty exciting to have that, like, before the end of this year. And so then next year we'll go into that new sort of cycle of one, which we start next year. That's a whole other subject. But no, just perfect timing for me and to get out there and help as many people as I can. And I've got a talk coming up next year in April to speak to a group in Melbourne. And then I've got
That's exciting.
It is exciting. A friend dropped round not long ago, and I haven't seen her for a while. She's been really, really busy, and she runs these groups where she has different guest speakers on stage. And so she asked me if I'd like to, you know, come up and speak about reverse speech and do some reversals for the crowd, and yes, okay, I can do that.
And when's this?
That's in April. April in Melbourne.
Okay, all right.
And in, I think, October, November, it's not set in stone as yet, and it may or may not happen, depending on if this friend of mine goes ahead and does a retreat for about, like, you know, 20 to 50 people, and it's run over a weekend. And so she's asked if I could go and speak there and, you know, get the word out that way too. So that's two things happening for next year that are already sort of, you know, in the pipelines, which is awesome.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Wow.
Because I think, like, the alternative community, you know, I know with, like, even those that do hypnosis, it would be fantastic for more hypnotherapists to be doing this work. And then also for anyone in the alternative health field, you know, like, it's just that, yeah, it just gets straight to the you know, the point, and it's, even though it seems simple, it's not simple at all, really, is it, for us behind the scenes doing the reversals, and, you know, and you put a lot of time into it, but the results are so fantastic, you wouldn't want to not do it, I feel.
Yeah, no, I agree, yeah. Yeah, well, so you can take Melbourne by storm, Deb.
I hope so, yes.
So you're going to have to go on and become a trainer.
I'd love to be a trainer. I've already got people saying, when you can teach it, you can teach me. I said, well, hang on a minute, I've got to get through practitioner first.
Well, then you start straight into the trainer's class next year.
Yeah, no, I think I'd like to do that, actually. I think I'd be lost without, you know, I love the classes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you'll go through, and I guess Jeanette will go through and become a trainer.
She'll be awesome too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. No, well, we've got a good batch of people. I'm really pleased with the practitioners and students, practitioner and analyst students we got. We've got 30 students now with all our classes.
Wow.
My next class starts November 19th. We've got 6 students signed up for that already. And that's still 2 months away.
Oh, so awesome.
If you think you're taking that class, folks, hurry up. I'm going to cut off at 20 students. And the way we're going, we're going to reach that 20-student category milestone fairly quickly. So if you want to take training, next class, November the 19th, email me at backwards@reversespeech.com or call me after the show. My American number is 503 0491-568-7077, or if you're listening from Australia, actually, this is interesting, out of the 6 students I got signed up, 4 are from Australia. So,
oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm really pleased with that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's really excellent, because it was only me and Jeanette that are from Australia in this practitioner one. And, like, even in our analysis class when we were doing that together, I think we were the only two Aussies, weren't we?
Yeah, well, I got 4 Aussies for this next class.
Excellent.
Coming up.
That's great. Yeah, I like that, because it's really good to, you know, great to have them over in other countries, of course, for all purposes, but, like, good to have on our time zone an Aussie.
All right, Dad, we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with her speech.
Thank you very much.
Right, and everyone, don't forget next week, special 911 show, versus on key players of 911. See you all. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.